The Southwest Wisconsin Groundwater and Geology Study included two rounds of private well testing. The second round was taken in April and included more than 500 private wells. Both testing groups had similar percentages of wells exceed standards for E. coli bacteria and nitrates, a compound linked to a variety of health problems. But state geologist Ken Bradbury says fewer wells tested positive for total coliform bacteria in the second testing round.
That's not too surprising given that we often see lower coliform over the winter because there's less land spreading and there's slower or less groundwater recharge because the ground is frozen.
Bradbury says the next phase of the study will analyze where contamination is coming from and which private wells are most vulnerable. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.